Hey guys, welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside legendary Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to look at the Baltimore Ravens today, a Ravens team that comes in at 7-6, and they're probably a little upset after the way that Steelers game got away from them.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they respond to a game where they really had the game in control. Would have been a fantastic win for them because they have a light schedule finishing up. So if they win out, they're a playoff team. Probably if they lose any one of their games, they're going to be on the outside looking in.
Yeah, no question. They're going to need to get this win against the Browns on Sunday.
If you remember, second time now we've played the Ravens. Yeah. First time, they ran almost exclusively multiple tight ends, multiple backs, run the football, play action fake, nakeds, and bootlegs.
Let's take a look at some offense with Joe Flacco, who this is still a very talented quarterback. He's won a Super Bowl, and right now he's playing very well.
He's definitely upped his game. You're right. He's a Super Bowl champion quarterback. You can see this is a game-planned shot play. So you see four receivers here to the top of your screen, one being the running back, to a single receiver down to the bottom. This is a typical Steeler alignment where the weak safety, 23, showing double coverage down here. He's really not. He really has deep third of the field. And with four guys to the top of the screen like this, you're really outnumbered. And number 10 basically just runs right up the seam, and Joe Flacco throws a perfect ball.
And that safety is just lollygagging. And obviously Flacco notices that. He sees him flat-footed, and he says, my guy's going to get right by him.
This is what quarterbacks dream about. This is what they practiced all week. And Joe Flacco, you can see, still throws the deep ball well.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens certainly are not just going to be a passing team. They are going to run the football. John Harbaugh wants to be aggressive on offense. They want to be physical. And they seem to have found a running back with this Alex Collins kid who is playing really well right now.
Yeah, this is an interesting too. Right now, the Ravens are up by 10 points. They're inside the 10-yard line, basically the 6-yard line here. We talked earlier about how the Ravens want to run the ball. They ran the ball extensively against us in the first game. This is almost 95% chance it's going to be a running play here.
Well, they're already out leveraged from the start of this play. I mean, the Lions here, I don't know what the heck they're doing. You know, they've got no one to set the edge, and then they just get out leveraged by that tackle and that fullback who gets out there, number 42, gets that edge, and then Collins just takes it into the house.
Well, you're reading my mind. I wanted to use exactly that phrase. Some of my favorite coaches, they preach on defense how thou must control the edge. Yeah. And even from the pre-snap alignment, they've lost control.
Oh, they're done. Like if you're the offensive coordinator upstairs, Morningweg, you're like salivating right now, just pre-snap, right, looking at this?
Right, and this doesn't happen this easy in the NFL. On pre-snap alignment, they have the perfect play, the perfect angles, perfect way to block it. Look at the first step of the whole Raven offensive line, almost in unison. This is well done. Now they go up 16 points with the extra point to come.
Thanks again for joining us inside the film room as we took a look at the Baltimore Ravens offense.